Ben, you are one of the people that will take part to Meet and Feed a meeting tomorrow. What do you think about this meeting?
Yeah, we, the refugees here in Donau Schengen, we have a lot of things to talk about. And we are about to come to Freiburg to lay our complaints concerning how we are living here in the camp in Donau Schengen. You know, here in Donau Schengen, the camps here, we have a lot of problems, like the hospital problems. We need some skills so that they can create some workshop, so that those who have good handwork, they can be going there and be passing their time and sitting in the rooms, sleeping, eating, sleeping. You know, it's very, very boring. So we want to talk to the government so that the government can help us. Even though we are still in the camp, they can create some skills like workshop, those who are electricians, those who are carpenters, so that they can have something doing, you know? Yeah, because most people stay here for 3 months, 4 months, without doing anything, just eating and sitting in the house. Then again, concerning the problem of hospital problems, you know, some people are sick when they go to the hospital to consult. They are very, very, they are sick, very serious. But the doctor will just write, no, just have paracetamol. You know, prescribe paracetamol for somebody to take. Somebody who is very sick, who needs at least good medical checkup. The doctor will just say, you are not sick, you don't have any problem. But the person is really sick.
If I get you well, you mean we should maybe have another meeting to talk about the skills that refugees in Donau Schengen and not only the refugees at large in Germany have so that they can find them some handworks, if I get you well.
Yeah, and again, the problem of Dundum is that, you know, some of us who live from Italy to come here, it's because of the bad condition that we are living in Italy. No good care, nothing. They don't give us good jobs and all this type of things. That's why we come here in Germany. But now when we come here, they're telling us to go back to Germany, which is not easy.
To Italy? You
know, they give us doom to go back in Italy. And when we go back to Italy, the Italian government will not receive us. They will let us see roaming in the street, begging. Because in Italy, there is no work. That is why we leave Italy and come here. And if the government is taking us back to Italy, I don't think that is good. They should accept us here so that we can live here, we can go to school and interact, do the us buildings, and then have something doing that can help us, you know. But the problem of Dundum, we come here in the camp, stay 2 months, 3 months, they will give you Dundum, telling you to go back to Italy. And which Italy is not good. And even if they deport us to Italy, the Italian government will not keep us in the house. They will tell us, they will leave us in the street. Because I know most of my friends who are in Italy who have been sent back, they are in the train station, sleeping in the train station. They don't have job. They don't have even to eat. It's a problem because there is no job. That is why we want to come to Freiburg and explain some certain issues that we are facing.
So what is the actual situation of people in the Schengen camp? Do they have a working permit?
Yeah, they don't have. Many people have been here for 8 months. They don't even have working permit. The government don't give them working permit. Since they have Dundum, they are here. They don't want to go back because going back to Italy is not good. There's no job. There's nothing there in Italy, you know. And I even have one guy here. They have been here for 9 months in the camp. No transfer to Heim. Don't know why they are not transferring. According to the regulation, they say that when you stay 6 months in the camp, they're supposed to transfer you to Heim. But there are people who have been here for 1 year. I even know one Ghana guy with her wife, with her one kid. They have been here for almost 1 year. They have not transferred them to the Heim. More than 6 months, you can imagine. So I don't know what is really happening. So we really need to talk and explain the problem we are facing. Yeah, we are pleading the listener and to the NGOs and to the government that they should see into our situation here in the camp, because here in the camp, the situation that we are living is not good, all that good. Yeah, it's not all that good. You can imagine somebody who have lived from Italy to come here with the children, they are telling the person that they should go back. You should go back and start where? Because in Italy, when you go back, they keep you in the street, you don't have nowhere to live, you don't have means to work, even to pay your house rent, is a problem. So we are pleading that they should hear from our complaints that we need to stay here. We are interested to live and stay and work in Germany.
Ben, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, same with you.